And at 7:08, we have a partly cloudy sky, 74 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for a heat advisory today from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. for Cass and most area counties. Otherwise, mostly sunny, a high of 98, with a heat index value as high as 105 to 110 degrees. Winds south-southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour, not providing a whole lot of relief. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A press conference will be held this afternoon in Atlantic with regard to a fire that was reported at around 12:35 p.m. Tuesday. The blaze broke out on the roof of the Atlantic Middle School building. Atlantic Fire Chief Tom Cabell, the State Fire Marshal, and Atlantic School District Superintendent Steve Barber will provide the latest information on the cause of the fire. Tuesday evening, Superintendent Barber said the fire did not penetrate the building, but the school did experience significant water damage throughout most of the structure. The fire marshal was evaluating the fire and asks everyone, including staff, to stay away from the building, which is closed during the cleanup process. The fire was under control in about an hour thanks to quick action from firefighters from the Atlantic, Lewis, Marnie, and Griswold Fire Departments. Pictures and video from the scene prior to firefighters' arrival showed intense orange flames and thick black smoke. You can see some of those photos on this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Superintendent Steve Barber Tuesday afternoon said he was grateful for all the quick response.
We got to feel blessed about having so many quality people that can attack an emergency like this. You know, if we didn't have the likes of our Atlantic Fire Department, our Cass County Sheriffs, our local police department, Mike, and then the surrounding fire squads getting here quickly, it could have been a heck of a lot worse, and they got it all under control. We'll figure out what we need to do next, and as Mike said, they're going to investigate, figure out all that other stuff, but no one got hurt. Looks like the fire stayed on the roof, so we feel blessed that that's the only damage we have.
And according to persons of the scene, roofers were installing a new roof and had left to go to lunch. Persons conducting tuck pointing on the sides of the building saw the smoke and called 911. Authorities say the roof of the building is 12-inch thick concrete, so it wasn't likely the fire would have spread easily to the rest of the structure. Except for the roof, the roof was installed in the early 1930s as part of the WPA, or Works Progress Administration, projects under the FDR administration. The part that was burning was apparently the fiberboard placed on top of the roof liner. It wasn't immediately known where the blaze had begun or why. And among the agencies assisting at the scene Tuesday, in addition to the aforementioned fire departments, was the Cass County Emergency Management Agency, Mike Kennan, as Steve mentioned a moment ago, Cass County Sheriff's Deputies, Atlantic Police, Cass EMS, Cass County Drone Operator Ben Bartholomew, and volunteers who brought numerous bottles of cold water to help personnel deal with the heat and humidity. Activities at the 2021 Cass County Fair get underway this morning from 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. There's the 4-H and FFA static exhibit judging, and from 10:30 until 12:30, the bucket of junk judging. Cass County ISU Extension Director Kate Olson said the event is sponsored by Wyrick Welding.
I think he put out over 30 buckets this year of junk, so metal scrap. Each bucket is basically identical. He's collected around his shop over the last year. The kids get to weld, fasten, cut, bolt, create whatever they want. They can paint it or leave it rusted. They will get judged Wednesday morning on their welding skills, their cutting skills, as well as their creativity and knowledge of the project.
The projects created by the kids using the scrap metal are left on display throughout the week in the community center on the fairgrounds. On August 2nd, awards will be presented by the judges for technical effort and creativity, and a People's Choice Award for the most creative bucket.
So this year we will have a bucket on display of what the kids started with, so people can see how that bucket transformed into. We've had everything in past years from carousels to freight trains to fishing chairs to a flower garden made out of metal.
She said it should be a record-setting year for the Bucket of Junk contest with a good number of participants. Clover Kids showcase entries will also take place today from 9 a.m. to noon. Olson says something different this year than in years past is the food sale, which has been moved from Wednesday to Thursday beginning at 5 p.m.
All of the food that was brought to fair will be for sale. So essentially, if kids bring cookies or bars or something like that, muffins, whatever, they're supposed to bring a plate of 4 to 6. One gets tasted and put on display, and the rest gets sold. So you can come out to fair and pick up a plate of blue ribbon winning cookies, muffins, cakes, pies, anything like that, that will all be front and center when people enter the building first thing on Thursday evening.
The weather should be a little less hot and humid toward the end of this week, but some may still be concerned about the welfare of the livestock, not to mention their handlers. Kate Olson said their exhibitors know how to handle their animals, and watchful eyes will make sure both participants and animals are safe.
We've got plenty of electrical outlets for fans. If it is heat index issues, not only do we encourage the exhibitors to stick around and water their animals, but we'll have staff members and fair board members walking barns, making sure that waters are full, fans are on, animals are staying cool, and things like that.
You can see the full schedule of activities during the Cass County Fair in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindemann Tractor, true blue.